You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. We have got George Varela, GVIS Insurance and Benefits. Welcome, George.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And Lisa Lewis is in the house, Preferred Care. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we are celebrating today Peanut Butter Fudge Day. I'm ready for some peanut butter fudge. Where are we getting peanut? I got some chocolate fudge at home, but I don't know about the peanut butter fudge. Donna, are you listening? Well, we'll figure that out as we move right along with the day. Speaking of listening, I guess we can't say listening and the White House and the president in the same breath. They don't do that. Over 30 of the governors now saying we don't want the refugees in our states. The president says, I don't care. The House of Representatives says we need to put a pause on this till we can figure out how to do it right. The president says, I don't care. Some of the Harry Reid, he's back in the news, but I'm going to give you some information about Harry Reid that he may not want you to know about. We'll share that with you in a minute. But here's the real story. I mean, the president doesn't want you to know these numbers. I'm going to share some numbers with you that either the president doesn't want you to know, doesn't think you're going to find out, or maybe he doesn't know himself. And there is a foundation for me saying the president may not know it himself. Did you listen to his press conference from Turkey earlier in the week when he said that he meets with his national security team every couple of weeks? Really? Every couple of weeks is when he's meeting with the national security? Yeah, you'd certainly hope. I'm not sure that's a laughing matter, but that I think he'd want him to be meeting a little more often than that. But here's the number. Syrian refugees coming into the United States since October 1st. Because if you remember, the president's comments were that the Republicans are afraid of grannies and babies. So when you do a little research to find out who's really coming in so far, 14 to 40-year-olds, under 14, 96 males, 77 females. There's been a total of 351. 14 to 40-year-olds, that's the fighting class, 64 males, 68 females. Over 40, that would be the grannies, I think, right, that the president was talking about that the Republicans are worried about, over 40. 31 males and 15 females. So who is it that the president's really worried about or not looking at, not caring about as we look at what the numbers are? Now, they said that we should not worry about religion. So let's look at the religious makeup. And this is for the cumulative total of that 3,051 people. Now, we talk about the religious makeup. I don't remember seeing, I've watched a lot of the news. My family's not too thrilled about how much news I watch on various stations. The beheadings, I haven't seen any beheadings of Muslims. And I have no prejudice in my body whatsoever. But of the 351 people that have come in from Syria, Catholics account for three. That's it, three. Christians, one. Orthodox, one. Sunni Muslims, 346. Now, if it were me, just a little bit of assumption here. I wonder if they're looking at who's coming in, because it's certainly not a wide variety of people if you look at those numbers. You want the report? I will send it to you. All you have to do is ask about it. Now, the one that may not want to be asking about reports, I started telling you this about this a little bit earlier. Yeah, the former misleader of the Senate. Now he's the misleader of the minority side of the Senate. We can't call him, he's completely the misleader because he doesn't lead anyone. Never led before either. Harry Reid. Report is he's being investigated by the Utah prosecutor in a pay-to-play claim.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Is anybody surprised about that with the former misleader of the Senate? Reid claims that he's got nothing, is denied any wrongdoing. We will see. As long as he follows step with the president, there probably will never be any charges coming against him, because obviously when you get out of line with the president, that's when there are problems that happen, even within the same Democrat Party. And that is why I'm sharing with you the story of Senator Bob Menendez. Yes, he is a Democrat. He is from New Jersey. He disagreed with the president on the Cuba issue. And ironically enough, one day later, he's indicted for campaign finance issues. So you got to make sure you stay in line. That's why Hillary Clinton won't disagree with anything the president says. Because there's a little bit of evidence against her, I would think, based on some of the reports that have been coming out. And she doesn't want the president to be upset with her. Just the way it is. But Senator Menendez, Senator Bob Menendez, he's the Democrat from New Jersey, wants some answers from Mel Watt, trying to find out why Freddie Mac is not meeting their goals of lending more money to low-income borrowers. Didn't we already come across this when we went through the housing crisis, that not everybody's meant to own a house? Now, I think that everybody should have the right to own a house, but it's not a guaranteed right. You have to earn it. If you can't afford to put food on the table, why do you want to be buying a house and having all that those issues? But you can't argue with some of these folks. They just get upset with you and tell you that you're being a racist. Unbelievable. Speaking of arguing with people, I guess there's a new battle going on. It's California Governor Jerry Brown. I love this article. It says he inherited the Golden State land of opportunity. However, everything he touches turns to brown. Droughts, wildfires, water shortage, climate change. Now, his dad had the idea of what was needed at the time, but unfortunately, the governor, he's not quite on the same page as what his dad did, executive orders. Ironically enough, Pat Brown and Ronald Reagan all were putting in place water storage systems. Isn't that ironic? Water storage systems. And they were doing this 40 years ago. But what happened in 1972, 75? Who was the governor back then? Yeah, I think it was Moonbeam himself, and stopped all of these programs. Didn't like the idea. We didn't need them. Unbelievable. Now where are we? He's got great foresight. I think he wants to be president next. Maybe he can do for the country what he's been doing for the rest of us. Unbelievable. Moving right along. And we're going to talk about health insurance today. Have you noticed this one? United Healthcare, talking about withdraw from the Obamacare exchanges, the Unaffordable Care Act. United Healthcare losing $425 million in losses this year from Obamacare. Think about that. How much are you losing from Obamacare? Maybe you don't feel as bad anymore because they're losing $425 million. might be dropping out of it. Kentucky, I believe, said they're out of it. Hawaii said they're out of it. Can't make any money. Wait, insurance companies, they're supposed to make money? That's how they stay in business? I wonder if there's another bailout on the horizon. Just kind of curious right there. We'll talk about it. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will talk about health insurance, home health care, heading off higher health care premiums. That's on the docket. Mortgage documents, the more important ones you want to follow. Singles, are they falling for the dream home? We're going to talk about that as well. Got a lot to cover today, and it's Friday. So we do have our reunion kitchen and drink date night trivia. Reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747. 47.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Wow, I've got to look at the numbers here. There are quite a few singles that are looking at singles. You got to look at the way they put that. Singles looking to buy homes. That's the market. That's where we're, the millennials, they're the ones that drive the entire market. I always find that fascinating how frequently people forget that the way the real estate market, nobody talks about this, the way the real estate market works quite simply is there's obviously always a buyer and a seller for everything, right? So where does it start? The move-up buyer is wanting to sell their house to somebody. Well, who are they selling to? Well, they're selling to the first-time buyer at some point down the chain. What are the characteristics of the first-time buyer? Well, first-time buyers, now they're singles that are buying them before they're getting married, before they're getting in relationships. 18% of first-time buyers are women, 11% men. Wonder what happens to the rest. Age 32 for women, age 30 for men. Yeah, I thought the women were always the smarter group. They're waiting 2 extra years for it. Income, $49,400 for women, $58,000 for men. Repeat buyers. Women, 58, age 58, are the repeat buyer 14% of the time. Men, 54 is their age 8% of the time. Income for the women, $62,300. Men, $71,900. Desire to own a home of their own. 37% of the women want to own a home of their own. 47% of the men want to own a home of their own. 12% of the women, change in family situation is the driving force. 11% of the men is the change of situation. Interesting study. I'm going to post the whole study right there on the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page. Here's some of the highlights. 24% of all recent home buyers were single at the time of purchase. 47% of men desire to own their own home as a primary reason to buy. 18% of first-time buyers were single women. Interesting information. I gotta love some of these studies where they just give you stuff to chat about. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals, Ron Siegel Radio. If you really want to know the value of your house, Zillow, Trulia, they will give you the value, just not necessarily an accurate value. The real estate professionals, they will give you the accurate value. And all you have to do is text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564, and you will get those values. So let's talk a little bit about your health this morning. I guess this time of year is a pretty common time of year to talk about health insurance. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV, but we're going to talk to George Varela about health insurance. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you back with us. So you know that I'm a big, big fan of the Unaffordable Care Act, but it is the law of the land, so let's get some education on this. Obamacare, is it government insurance?
Actually, it's not government insurance. Obamacare is a way for people to shop for insurance using the state exchanges. So it's not actually insurance through the government.
So the state, then that's, I think that I haven't looked at the numbers lately. What about a third of the states have their own exchanges, the rest use a federal exchange, somewhere around there?
That's correct. It's usually most of the states on the coasts created their own exchanges, and a lot of the middle of the country didn't.
That's pretty interesting. So the coasts are using their own exchanges. That would be the blue states for the most part. The one in the middle, those are the red states. They didn't. Wonder if there's any correlation there. I'm just thinking out loud. I tend to think out loud every once in a while. So the program's what? This is the third? We're going into the third year?
That's right. Yeah. 2013 is when it started.
So hopefully we've learned something in the last couple of years. Are there any changes coming about?
Yeah, there are some changes. Actually, every year the plans change a little bit, so coverages change. And it's still a competitive market, so the carrier's rates will go up and down depending on how much market share they want. So I always suggest people shop every year for a plan.
That was a question I was going to ask you is, you know, we're going to talk about our Area Trusted Professional program in a minute, but you have to have an insurance person on your household board of directors so that you're shopping these things. A lot of people I would think are lazy, right? We just want to call it like it is. We don't shop. And we get that renewal and we say, okay, here's the renewal. We'll just keep on paying. And we're doing ourselves a disservice by doing that, aren't we?
That's right. Most people don't like to shop. Number one, it's confusing. And some of the terminology is just, you know, people don't understand what's a deductible, what's the out-of-pocket maximum. But with the exchange, there are three ways to shop. You can call directly to Covered California. Right now, the wait time.
Wait, if you call directly to Covered California, that ought to be an exciting day.
Well, there's a long wait time this time of year. Or if you're savvy online, you can go online and fill out the application and get some options there. But you're right, it helps to have someone help you. It's faster, and you usually get some advice along with that.
Yeah. I'm going to suggest, because George, you're giving the politically correct answers, and everything you're saying there is totally accurate. I'm not politically correct, and I'll give the unsolicited advice. Don't go online. Don't call Covered California. Call an independent or a private party. Let's think about this really when you really want to think about this. George, how long does it take you to answer your phone?
A couple seconds.
Yeah. And then I could be talking to you.
That's right.
And I can get guidance from you.
Exactly.
And you're educated in this whole process.
Yep, I'm a certified agent.
Okay. Or I can call Covered California, sit on hold for the next 4 or 5 hours. I've got nothing better to do with my time.
Okay.
And get put on hold and not have a relationship. Right? I mean, that's a big issue right there.
That's possible, yes, definitely.
Right? Because if I hang up from that person and call back, how long is it going to take me to call you, get you on the line a second time?
For me.
A couple seconds?
Yeah, a couple seconds for me, yeah.
And I'll get you again.
That's right.
And if I call Covered California, I'm probably not going to get the same person.
That's true.
After I sit on the hold for another 4 or 5 hours.
Yes.
Right? I mean, really, when you think about it, you can sometimes bring some of these down to almost the absurd.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is you can make a phone call to somebody who's got, you can develop a relationship. And that's my whole focus on the radio program here as a consumer advocate for you is developing that household board of directors, and they have a relationship with you so that, you know, next year you can call George back next year again and say, George, these are the things we talked about last year. This is what's changed. What's my best option this year?
Exactly.
Right?
Yep, we've been doing that since the open enrollment started again.
And that's the whole process, is the idea of developing that relationship, somebody that understands what you're doing. Give me an idea, because I hear the horror stories that I hear, okay, is you buy a plan under one of these different bronze, silver, gold, and chartreuse, or whatever they are, right?
Right.
And you pay a premium, but people don't look at what the deductibles are.
That's right. So each plan has its own level of deductibles. The bronze is kind of the catastrophic plan where the insurance doesn't really kick in until you've paid $4,500 or $5,000 out of pocket.
Per person?
Per person. Per
year. If I've got a family of five, I'm talking 25 grand.
Well, it's maxes out at two people.
Okay.
Per plan. So if there's a car accident and three people are involved, you're only going to reach the 2x maximum deductible there. So they're not going to ding you for each additional person. But that is the deductible for bronze. For silver, it's around 2,000. And then for gold, it goes away. There's no deductible. And platinum is the highest plan. And that one is really great coverage. Usually someone that knows they're going to have a surgery, that's who I would suggest pick that platinum plan for the year. After their surgery is done, next year they can maybe change to a lower cost plan.
So you change it based on each year, you can change it once a year?
That's the great thing about the Affordable Care Act, is you choose a plan every year based on your needs.
Okay. Yeah. So you kind of, if you've got that elective surgery right now, you change your plan. And what's the open enrollment period?
It's from now until February 15th. For January start date, it's until December 15th.
Okay. So if you know that you need an elective surgery, you just hold it off until you change your plan.
That's what I suggest. If someone, for example, needs a hip replacement, I had a client a couple of years ago do that, bought the plan. As of January, he had really great coverage, got his surgery, got rehabilitated. The following year, he was able to choose a different plan, lower cost.
So it goes to, again, that goes back to our whole concept of planning.
That's right.
Right? I mean, because even with the health insurance, you can, I mean, if you have options, I mean, obviously there's certain things you don't have a choice on.
That's right.
But if you have options and you can talk to somebody that you can develop a relationship with, And obviously, what George is telling you is totally legal. Otherwise, he wouldn't be saying it on radio for sure, because there's 13 of us listening today, right? I mean, right. So those are the type of things you get to learn when you're talking to somebody that you've got a relationship with.
Right, and that's what we do. We ask a lot of questions up front to find out what their medical conditions are, who their doctors are, so we can plan to make sure their doctors are in the plan and they're going to be able to get the treatment they need. Yeah.
Great information. We're going to continue our conversation because I want to learn more about this stuff, because I, you know, I talk about it a lot of times just from the financial side. But even though the financial side I may or may not agree with, it is the law and you need to be educated. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with George Varela. We're talking health insurance and benefits. We'll talk about home health care with Lisa Lewis. We're also going to talk about some important mortgage documents that you need to know about. All that and more. Stay tuned. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Area trusted kind of follows the theme of what we were talking about last segment with George Varela when we were talking about having the personal advisors. And I love going through this list all the time. Every day I probably talk to you about this. Some people kind of laugh at me when I give some of these numbers. And we talk about the biggest companies in the world. They all have a board of directors. Yet I will argue that really when you think about it, do you really care a whole lot about Apple Computer? Maybe you own a little bit of stock of Apple Computer. Maybe General Electric is a better name. Do you care about General Electric? Do you care about Sun Edison, Pfizer, Sprint, Bank of America? If you own a little bit of stock, you know, you might want them to do well. But they've got a board of directors. They're not as important to you as your household. I guarantee it. Your house is more important to you, your domain, your castle. But you don't have a board of directors. Well, you should have the household board of directors. How do you get it? You text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. Take a two-minute survey, and we'll put you in touch with the professionals you need on your household board of directors. That would be real estate, mortgage, maybe reverse mortgage, insurance, tax planning, CPA, financial planners, attorneys. They're all part of the program. Are you? Text ATP to 79564. Four most important mortgage documents you will sign if you are getting a mortgage. And I suggest you should be looking at a house if you don't have one already. And make sure you look and find out from that Area Trusted Professional, are you paying the right mortgage rate? Because there's a lot of people that have, maybe you have to increase your interest rate to get a lower payment. Interesting concept there. Mortgage disclosure law changed October 2015. So what are the documents you need to be looking at most importantly? It's the loan estimate and the closing disclosure. Two new documents. People, I still have people calling me saying, we need to look at the good faith estimate. Well, that's just old numbers. Loan estimate replaced the good faith estimate. And you've got the closing disclosure. You want to look at the note itself. Does it have the right term on there? Does it have the right interest rate on there? Does it show fixed or adjustable? Those are the information that you want to know there. The security instrument, is it a mortgage or a trust deed? We just call it a mortgage, but many times there is a difference. How's your property being titled? Are you looking at owner-occupied, second home, non-owner-occupied? All information you need to know. If you don't, give me a call. I will be happy to chat with you about it, help you out, give you a second opinion. Or if you need a loan, I'll put you in touch with the lending team. They can help you out from there as well. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. So we've been chatting this morning. George Varela's in the house. We're talking about insurance benefits and how to get the insurance, what you need to know, what's changed. But what about, here's an issue, how about the health care itself? And how about some extra time in your life? We're going to talk to Lisa Lewis, Preferred Care, about that part of it. Because once you have the health care, what if you need mom to go to the doctor, dad to go to a doctor, and you're at work? Or maybe they need some, I guess you can't call them babysitters, can you, Lisa?
No. No, we can't.
Mommy sitter.
Companions.
Companions, okay.
Yes.
Got to get to the right terminology, right. But the mommy sitter.
Yeah. Companion.
Companion, it's a great terminology. So tell me a little bit about home health care.
Well, okay, so.
Home care.
I can't speak to home health care, but I can speak to home care, which is the non-medical side of senior care. So anyone,
is it only seniors?
No.
Okay.
No, but seniors are the bulk of our business. You know, that's
the bulk of the market.
Yes, absolutely. But just at any time, somebody can need help. We have a man who's in his 40s right now who had a very bad accident and broke a hip. He's immobile. So for a short time, that gentleman needs assistance.
So it's not a long-term relationship necessarily.
Not always. I mean, so for a couple of months, maybe 3 months, while he, you know, while his hip heals, he'll need care. And then once that's over, then he's hopefully going back to being, you know, an independent adult again. And that's the same with our seniors too. Sometimes they need temporary care, not long-term care.
Is this a product that's covered by the insurances that we talked to George about?
Unfortunately, no. But long-term care insurance does cover the cost of care.
Okay, so again, it goes back to lifestyle and planning.
Yes.
Right. So if you're involved in, you know, motocross, there is a likelihood or a potential of accidents. It happens. Mm-hmm. Right. You can be as safe as you want. Skiing, water skiing, all those different fun things. If you're a couch potato, you probably don't need this stuff. But the other areas, you want to call George and talk about long-term care.
But even couch potatoes can be accident prone.
Okay. that's an interesting.
That's me.
That's you. Okay. So what kind of things can a caregiver do?
Okay. So caregivers do personal care. They don't do the medical side of it. That's for the medical and nursing staff. But we do provide assistance with bathing, dressing, toileting, medication reminders and management, errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, companionship, transportation.
Wait a second. I don't know about this companionship part. We can get in serious trouble there.
Transportation, trips to doctors.
So that was an issue there. That was something I wanted to make sure that we touched on, because when we talk about the idea that it's not medical, but it could be transportation for medical care.
Absolutely.
And the other area that's a real big one, in my opinion, nowadays is companionship when somebody's hospitalized.
You know, and that is the most overlooked side of personal care that there is. I'm a strong advocate. Absolutely nobody of any age should be in a hospital by themselves. If you are sick enough to be in a hospital, you are not well enough to be able to understand everything that is being said to you and to make good, strong decisions. Because many times those doctors and nurses come in the middle of the night or wee hours, or they've just woken you up or you've just taken medication and you don't know what's going on. And but you need an advocate there by your side. They do nothing more than sit there and help you with understanding all of that and relay that information on to your family members who aren't there when the doctors show up.
It's amazing. I think the doctors have some sort of the rooms must have video in them because the doctors only show up when your family's not there.
Right.
No matter how much we try to get there and be there when the doctor's there, he just showed up or he just left or you finally decide to go to the bathroom, and that's when the doctor shows up.
When my mom was in the hospital and I was there 22 hours a day, no sooner would I leave, and I would have somebody else there, but no sooner would I leave than somebody would show up that I'd been waiting for. And it's like, really? Really? I'm 22 hours of 24. I'm here. I'm just going home to shower, change, and come back.
And then that's when you need FaceTime.
Yes,
right?
And we do that. You know, as long as the doctor agrees, and we really have never had a doctor say no, that I don't want the family member on the phone, we can, you know, the caregiver can pick up the cell phone, dial in, do FaceTime, or even just a voice call if that's what's necessary, when the doctor is there in the room with that visit. So the family members are included in that doctor's visit, even if they're not physically present.
And the important thing to understand here that we want to really get across is not that there's incompetence at the hospital. It's that the care at the hospital, they're just so overworked.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, they're getting so much thrown at them, and they're trying to, you know, minimize costs at these facilities to try and minimize the insurance costs, that if you're not there, if your family member's not there, you know, sometimes things can slip under the cracks.
And it can. And it's just an extra voice, like I said, an advocate. And everyone needs an advocate.
Taking mom to the doctor, she can't drive, or it's, you know, even the senior that has trouble driving at night, mm-hmm. right? They're one step when you can't use Uber, mm-hmm. right? Then you need the next level.
Right.
Right. So
because not every senior can navigate public transportation or even private transportation such as that. So they need a caregiver there to help them get in and out of the car, to help them make the payment, to do all kinds of things, because they may not be able to process all of that.
Well, that's the whole thing.
And they have to be safe.
Right. And when, especially like if you're going to a doctor, even if they can process it, I don't know about you, but in my case, you know, I number one, I ask the wrong questions because my wife always wants to know something that I forgot to ask. My mom wants to know something I forgot to ask. And you don't remember everything, right? Right. Two heads are better than one, two ears, however that saying goes, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of benefits in there. So how long, What's the minimum amount someone has to commit to getting care?
For us, there is no minimum number of hours. You know, if somebody is a one-time 4 hours, they need to go do a few things, we'll do that. We don't have minimums because we don't want you to fit into our system. We need to fit your needs.
Okay. Sounds like some super information. You want to meet Lisa? Just give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to talk more with our guests. And yes, we will have our date night trivia question when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every time on Ron Siegel Radio, anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it's wrong. They all are wrong. What are you going to do about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Question today, heading off higher health care premiums. I love looking at stories like this because it is the time of year that you really need to be looking at home health, at your own health, easy for me to say. It's almost 5 o'clock. Easy. You have to be looking at your health care premiums. And it's like every other insurance premium that you need to really look at. I suggest, and I know it's really interesting to me how they do this. The government's wonderful in their planning. The open enrollment for your insurance is right at the time of year when you have the absolute least amount of disposable time, right? I mean, is that really what you want to be doing in November and December is talking about insurance? There's only one person I know that really likes to do that, right, George?
That's right.
And probably, George, for you, it's probably a good time to talk about insurance because people really don't want to stay on the phone a long time.
Well, sometimes that's true.
Right? Get me on the phone. Get me what I need. Get me off the phone because I want to go back shopping again.
That's right.
Or planning for the holidays or spending time with family. So the idea here is it's, again, develop relationships. Get your area trusted professional. Understand who's going to help you out with insurance. Shop them. Get on the phone and talk about all of them at one time that you can. You may need multiple providers or relationships in there. But start looking at those things every single year. Just set up a time to do it. That's the bottom line. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Date night. This is always a fun time of the show. We get to talk about our Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. I must be at Reunion Kitchen and Drink way too often because now whenever I'm out and about, people say, you're actually at this restaurant and not Reunion right now? That's a good place to go. Come over there and say hello if you're in the neighborhood. But the issue here that we want to talk about is what is our trivia question? What are you going to get? You're going to get a gift card for dinner for two at Reunion Kitchen and Drink, movie tickets, and the Starbucks card. You got to love all that stuff for the question. If you know the answer, Jared Merrill was on the program yesterday, and he was talking, might have been crying. That's a different story. What sports luxury car was he driving when he was rear-ended and the car had $130,000 worth of damage? What was the sports luxury car Jared Merrill told us yesterday he was driving and got rear-ended, had $130,000 in damage? Yeah, the other driver was not insured. Be the third person to put the correct answer, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and you will win that package. I got to get a box of tissue with that question or that thought. He probably doesn't want to see this on Facebook today, but go ahead and put that answer there, and you will be the winner of that Reunion Kitchen and Drink gift package. So let's continue our conversation. George Varela, insurance agent, Lisa Lewis, Preferred Care. We're chatting about taking care of people, what we need to know. So, George, let's talk a little bit about the business side. Is the Covered California or the Unaffordable Care Act, is that for businesses too?
Right. So there are two things going on this year for businesses. Small businesses can choose to be in or out of the exchange.
Okay, you got to define small business for me.
So that'll be under 50 employees.
Okay.
Full-time employees. Anyone over 50 full-time employees, or what they call full-time equivalents, they're going to be required starting January to offer affordable coverage to their employees or face some severe penalties.
Now, when the government talks, how do they define affordable coverage?
Affordable, the whole affordability is under 10% of their individual's income. Cost of insurance is under 10% of your income.
I love this because they talk about this as the insurance. They don't talk about health care.
That's right.
Right. None of this is dealing with keeping people healthy. It's all talking about insurance, right?
That's right.
Okay, so it's you gotta love that part of it where the government, the unintended consequences of government. Now, can a business, a small business, if they want to be, you know, go through the exchanges, can they?
That's right. There's a program called SHOP, and that's in the California Exchange, and that's where small businesses can shop for plans. They can also go directly to the insurance carriers. It really depends on what their specific needs are.
And do you handle that SHOP part?
Sure do. Yep.
Okay, so you're the one-stop shop.
Well, yeah, when it comes to insurance, we can do personal or business insurance. Yeah.
Now, when you go through the, is there any And I don't know, maybe you're not the right person to ask this question. I just heard this a little bit on one of the newscasts this morning. They were talking about the difference, the taxation. So if I go to Covered California as an individual, I'm buying my insurance with after-tax dollars, right?
That's right.
If I go through this SHOP program, is it me as an individual that's then buying the insurance and getting a reimbursement from the company, or is the company buying the insurance directly?
It's the company. It's more like a traditional group insurance plan where the company pays the premium, but it is pre-tax, so okay. They can set up a pre-tax plan through the business, so it helps on your personal taxes as well.
So you're much better off going through, if you have an option, going through this SHOP program.
For individuals, it's always better to get group coverage because the company's paying a portion anyway. So the company is required to pay at least 50% of the cost.
Okay, so that's where the requirement is. They have to pay at least 50. And do they have to pay? Can they give the individual an option? Say a company wants to pay 50% of a bronze plan for everybody, or a bronze equivalent type plan. But you know, George, I don't like the bronze plan. I want to go with a platinum plan. Can I upgrade on my own, or does the company still have to pay 50% if I upgrade?
You can set that up, and that's what a lot of small businesses are doing, because they don't actually have to offer insurance if they don't have 50 employees, but they're offering that low-cost bronze plan so the company's budget isn't dinged too much. And then they can offer the choice to employees to buy up to silver. And I just helped a company do that a couple of months ago, and a lot of the employees paid the extra cost out of their own pocket to buy up to a better plan.
So that'll allow the company to say, okay, I can budget X number of dollars, and you can have this plan, or if you want more, it's you're free to do that.
That's exactly right, and that helps the company set their budget without getting it blown away, especially if it's a new plan for them. They need to watch their costs as well.
And then does somebody like yourself come in and explain these things to the rank and file, so to speak?
Absolutely. So after meeting with the managers and owners, we kind of figure out what their budget and what their plans and needs are. Then we do a group meeting with the employees, explaining it then, and then we actually meet individually with them and make sure we answer their personal questions.
Okay, so you can, that way you're, if I know that I need to have knee surgery next year, I don't have to be telling my boss that I'm having knee surgery next year. I can be just talking to you.
That's right. Or even something more personal. So people want to keep that to themselves, definitely.
Well, that's what's the name? Charlie Sheen? He wants to keep his stuff personal, right?
He wishes he did.
Yeah. I digress here. We got to have a little bit of fun, right? I wonder if he's on Covered California.
I hope not.
He'll cost us dearly.
Well, it's going to cost us anyway. So what else do I need to know, George? I guess I should throw this question at you. You're a nice guy. I mean, I've known you for a lot of years. But at this time of year, if I'm looking for insurance, I really don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the phone with you. So what do I need to have prepared before I call you in order for us to make the most efficient use of our time?
The best thing to do, most of the information you have, it's name, birthday, and social is what Covered California requires. I ask for doctors' names if people want to keep their doctors and any medical conditions that they're going to need treatment for this year. So that helps us plan for 2016. And then I go out and find the best plans to meet those needs. And a lot of times I just pop an email back with a couple of options and then you choose from there.
George, that sounds like it's way too simple.
It can be.
Well, that's my point here, because I know that I've known some people that have gone through the Covered California process. And I don't know, I know that our program is in many, many areas, but the whole issue there is it can get so frustrating because most of us don't even know what to ask, right? My son got the Covered California, and I asked him about his pregnancy insurance, right? Because it's part of the plan, right?
That's
Everybody
right.
has to have it.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how any benefit he'll ever get from it, but
hopefully he won't use that part of it.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him about his Caitlin thoughts or any of those kind of things there, but great information, George. We're going to make sure we put George's contact information right there on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Lisa's information is there as well. We posted those about an hour ago, so you would have that access. We just want to make sure that you're getting all the perfect information. We want to make sure that you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.